Welcome back. You are listening to EAA Radio. This is Magneto Mel. We're sitting here right now with Art Manny and Ron Luck with Comp Air.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm with a consulting company called Downing Associates. We're based out of Phoenix, but we're working very closely with Ron and his team at Comp Air. One of the things that Downing Associates does is market assessments, and I think there's a lot of people in the industry who will agree that the Comp Air 12 fits a very attractive market segment. I think most people know that last year, I think there was over 450 turboprop airplanes delivered into general aviation and business aircraft. And more than half of those were single-engine turboprops. And that's what the Comp Air 12 is. The Comp Air 12 is an effort by Ron and his team of experienced people to build an airplane that will provide, we think, more value. One of the things we do in our consulting business is we do value index assessments, where we look at the performance of the airplane, the speed, the climb, the range, the payload range capability of the airplane. And we also add to that the price and where it fits in the marketplace. We come up with what we call a value index. And I think as people look at the Comp Air and as we demonstrate the Comp Air, they'll see that the value of this airplane is very, very attractive.
And what is your target market for this aircraft? Is it more of a personal aircraft? Is it charter fractionals?
What we'd like to do, I think, is make it as broad and appealing an airplane as possible by making it as efficient and affordable as we can. But I think, quite frankly, this will probably be in the top end of the personal ownership type airplane, and maybe into the bottom of the business and utility airplane market segments. We actually believe that while there's a growing turboprop segment in its own, and that'll grow probably 15-18% a year for the next several years, is the forecast, we also believe that we may be able to take away some of the very light jet market as well.
And
the thought was that maybe Vern has too many orders in some areas. We can help
so
out
you're
a
offering
bit.
To assist him, I see.
Exactly.
Well, along those same lines, for someone who in the personal market has been flying the 172s, or you know, you get your V-tail bonanzas and just have too much money to spend on your own and want to go ahead and get a jet or a turboprop, how do you become proficient and trained, and what sort of ratings would one need?
Yeah, as far as proficiency to fly the airplane, anybody that's competent in even a Bonanza Baron, they're comfortable in the airplane because it's a single-engine airplane. It does make it easier. We do and are right now working on our own training facility, training syllabuses and training in the aircraft. It's not a particularly difficult airplane to fly. It's got a big wing. It's a physically large, it's a 10-passenger airplane, which really differentiates us from the VLJs in that we have a huge useful load and range. We're also able to operate out of any airports. The fact that it has a prop and a turbine gives us a lot more static thrust for takeoff. So we can operate out of pretty short fields, up to about 2,500 foot fields, we can operate at full gross weight.
Is this a pressurized aircraft?
Yes, it is pressurized, only to 29,000 feet. We're not going to do RVSM.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't ask about that.
Yeah, that changes a lot of things. It changes the aircraft, the requirements for the airplane.
Probably changes your weight requirements. You've got instrumentation that you have to...
Right, yeah. And pilot proficiencies and the whole bit. We feel it's safer to keep people down at 29,000. Taking a guy with 500 hours and teaching him how to fly at 41,000 feet is not necessarily going to be a good thing to do for everybody. There are a lot of people, as you say, with a lot more money than they should. So we're just trying to keep everybody safe. The
right.
airplane's fast. It's a 310-knot airplane. Has a 2,550 nautical mile range with IFR reserves, which means I can go anywhere from anywhere in the United States nonstop.
And use pretty short runways, too. So
you've
got a lot more airports open to you than, you
right.
know.
And unapproved airports as well. We can do soft field. We have a lavatory in the plane.
We're looking at about 1,900 for balance field length.
Right.
1,900 feet,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
So very, very capable airplane and a very flexible airplane. And, you know, I got it in it this morning, and it's a virtual stand-up cabin airplane. There's that comfort factor.
Right.
And we think it's a great compromise airplane. You know, maybe it's not as fast as some of the fastest turboprops or the very light jets, but it's a lot roomier and has excellent range and we think pretty good efficiency overall.
If you're going to have an airplane where somebody's going to be sitting in for 5, 6, 7 hours at a time, they better be comfortable.
Yeah.
They can get up, walk around, use the restroom. We have the typical lav and entertainment center in the airplane. You get a drink and stuff. So that was what the primary purpose is, comfort. Particularly when you're going to start talking about executive transport. The guys in the back, they have to be comfortable.
No, your pilots do as well. I know I've heard a lot of different comments from charter pilots that I live with. You know, the different aircraft, it seems that the ones with the smallest, least comfortable cockpits have the longest range.
Well,
just
the good
the
news
irony.
Is, I'm the one that does all the flying.
There you go.
And I designed the airplane. So the front is probably the most comfortable part of that airplane.
Okay. Not to mention the most fun, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, all the bells and whistles and all the electronic stuff in the cockpit as well.
Well, so now here's a question for this market in general. Let's say you want to eventually go to the airlines, but you didn't know that, or maybe you did, and you have a certain number of turbine time requirements to achieve certain positions. Does personal logged time in an aircraft such as this count toward that?
Yes, as long as it's a pressurized turbine, yes, that absolutely counts.
So that's a way to go ahead and build that turbine time as well.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And the multi-engine rating comes fairly easily with that type of time. So again, a great compromised overall value type airplane, we think.
Is that what the comp stands for?
Maybe. Maybe
well, actually, we're composite.
Composite, not compromise.
No, it's a great value airplane. We think it's going to do very well in the marketplace. And some of the supplier base that we're working with who have been very supportive of us, Honeywell, with the Dash 14 turboprop engine, very powerful, very efficient engine. We're talking to them about the latest in avionics suites, of course, Hartzell propellers.
What does it come standard now?
Standard right now, the airplane will have a Honeywell TPE 331-14, which is a 1,650 horsepower engine, big engine. We're probably going to use the Apex avionics suite in the airplane and a Honeywell pressurization system. Those are for the environmental systems in the airplane. We've developed our own EIDI, electronic de-icing system on the airplane, and that'll be on there as well.
And you say you developed your own?
Yes, we have.
How does that differ from any standard, or is it just custom
not differ
to the
from
aircraft?
Any, right. Yeah. Just in how we apply it and things like that. We just made it. It's not very difficult to make.
So there's no difference in using it for someone who's familiar with their
absolutely
standard?
Absolutely not. Okay. So the inlet to the engine is anti-iced with bleed air. The wings are de-iced with EIDI, and it's got a hot windshield in it.
And how many would you say how many have you delivered at this point?
We haven't delivered any.
You haven't delivered yet?
Right, no. We have our prototype flying.
Okay.
Comp Air started as an experimental company. Mm-hmm. And our roots are still principally in experimental business. We build turbine-powered experimentals as well as pistons. Our principal business turned into turbine, big turboprop airplanes, 6 and 8-place airplanes. That was our forte and specialty. We kind of stuck with that when we built the bigger airplane, and the idea is to build a big, comfortable airplane. The truth is most people are willing to give up a little bit of speed and performance for comfort. Again, particularly if you're going to be in the airplane. And if most execs bring their wives along, the lavatory with the sink is a mandate. It's not an option. It's just an absolute. So that's why we build big airplanes that are comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know about the people flying in the back, but I know the in-flight relief systems are strong enough for a man, useless for a woman. So it's good to have some facilities in the back there.
Yeah, not when it's a lavatory. You know, that makes all the difference in
right,
the world.
Right, absolutely. Well, great. Well, great. Thank you guys very much for coming in today. You've been listening to Art Manny and Ron Locke with Comp Air and Downing Aviation Associates,
right,
who are
exactly.
working with getting them into the marketplace. And that's the Comp Air 12. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to EAA Radio on 1210 AM, 100.7 FM, and around the world on the internet at arventure.org.